Hey, Maddie.
Oh, hi, Carly.
How's it going?
Good. How are you, girl?
I am doing pretty good.
That's actually a lie.
Oh, why? I'm not doing good?
No, because I'm going to out you right now to all of our listeners. Because right before we recorded this, I said, how you feeling? And she said, I do not feel good every time I press record on this podcast.
It's just a very vulnerable thing to do. But then once I get into it.
No, you did say that after.
I really enjoy it.
Yeah. It was just, you lied. It's not a big deal.
I hate doing this. I'm just kidding. No, I really like doing it. I just always get a little nervous.
Yeah, no, me too.
Anything to preface? Any updates about your life?
Well, actually, yes, I do have a preface. This one might not be relevant, but that's okay. We are dog sitting right now.
Oh, yes.
And I'm only saying that because she literally got here yesterday and she's still a little nervous. So in case I start, you know, I get distracted or something. She's not with us at this exact second, but if she comes downstairs and I sound a bit distracted, it might be because there's a dog here. And also, I just get really happy thinking about dogs.
Yeah,
so I might
too.
We might just trail off talking about dogs.
Yeah, if you hear a little pitter-patter in the background, it's not Mike.
It's not Mike. He's not walking around on all fours.
He doesn't have a dainty walk.
He certainly does not. There's no dogs in this movie, though, however.
None.
Not one dog. Not even in the background.
None.
Literally none. The movie we did this week. Do you have anything to preface? You're not really the prefacer. But...
I mean, last night I didn't have that good of a sleep.
Me neither, girl.
Okay, let's talk about what movie we're doing.
We did a movie called Eighth Grade. Carly's really upset because she just realized she doesn't have her facts and she just...
Hold on. Don't panic.
It's okay. I will help. I'm not a girl. Not yet a woman.
Okay.
All I need is time. A moment. Okay, you don't sing. I'm trying to distract.
Okay, everybody, I've got my facts.
Thank the good Lord Jesus Christ.
I hope you didn't get into a panic. The movie is Eighth Grade, and it premiered on July 13th, 2018. It was written and directed by Bo Burnham. And it's rated 14A. It's starring Elsie Fisher, Josh Hamilton, Emily Robinson, Jake Ryan. And here is the logline. An introverted teenage girl tries to survive the last week of her disastrous eighth grade year before leaving to start high school.
Excellent. I have something to say right off the bat.
Talk to me.
That does not have to do with this movie.
Oh, okay.
So you said it just kind of... I'm just going to go into my eighth grade experience really fast.
Uh-huh.
In eighth grade, I was in a band.
What was it called?
14A.
Amazing.
Which is what made me think of it, because you said this was rated 14A.
I think that's a great band name.
We honestly thought it was so good. I played bass, and we just exclusively did Trues covers. Like, the Trues.
That is the most random thing I've ever heard.
I know. But
was it a girl band?
Yep, there were three of us.
It was a girl band that did the Trues covers.
Yeah. Called 14A.
That's amazing.
But
that's almost too good to be true.
I know. We performed in front of the school.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
And you played bass?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And we played a song called, what was the song we performed to everyone? I think it was called You're So Sober. I think it was that one. And there's no bass solo, but I had a bass solo.
Do you have any footage or any photos of this?
So I don't have any footage of me actually doing it, but I didn't know this existed until recently when I was at my parents' house. I found the program and it says 14A. And who was in it and everything.
But do you have a picture of the band?
I don't know. I might have to look. I know. But I do have a picture of the program.
Okay. Well, that'll have to do, I guess.
So the reason I bring that up is because this is called Eighth Grade and it's rated 14A. And literally in eighth grade, I was in a band called 14A.
Wow.
That's all. That's all I have to say.
That's a great, great tidbit.
And I didn't even think about mentioning that until you literally just read the rating and it suddenly hit me and I went, oh my God.
Wow. That's truly one of the best stories I've ever heard in my life.
That can't be true. But I'll take it. I'll take it.
I like your tapeworm story a lot as well.
Okay. Anyway, so the movie is possibly the most recent one we have done.
2018, yeah, I think it is, yeah.
I'm going to say right now, if you have not seen this movie, go and watch it right this second.
Yeah. I think it should be mandatory viewing for people, for everybody, but for especially like... 11, 12, 13 year olds that are...
Oh, fathers.
Fathers.
It should be, honestly, everyone. Every single person in the world should have to watch this movie. I loved it so much. But anyway, we'll get into that later. But kind of a bit more of a detailed plot line-ish. And we'll obviously, as normal, we'll get into more details. But this girl, whose name is Kayla.
Yeah.
She's the main character. And she's in eighth grade. Shocking. She's tries really hard. She does these YouTube videos where she just like kind of talks at the camera.
It's basically kind of like a diary.
Yeah, an online diary, video diary. And she is not, I don't want to say she's like bullied because she's not, but she's just not anything.
She's invisible.
She's very quiet.
I honestly hate the idea that there are people out there that maybe they're not bullied, maybe but they're not picked on, but they just are going through high school or elementary school or whatever without anyone to talk to.
Yeah,
I think that's really sad. I think that's so sad.
I really, to be quite frank, I thought there was going to be a much more horrific ending to this.
I was so scared for this girl. This whole movie, I was just so scared for her.
Me too, I agree. So her video diary, it starts right off.
The opening scene, yeah.
Opening scene is of her video diary. And I just need to say, and I'm going to repeat this 40 times, this girl deserves a motherfucking Oscar.
Like, she was nominated for a Golden Globe this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
She didn't get it, but...
she should have, but fine. She nails it. I understand she is old, like, as a human being, she's young, so I'm sure she didn't have to, like, really stretch that much.
Yeah.
Bo Burnham must have been like, keep all the ums, keep all the likes, keep all the awkwardness. If you stumble a line, keep it. Everyone stumbled their lines. The principal stumbled their lines. It was so real.
Yeah.
This was the most realistic movie, I think, so far.
I felt like I was watching a documentary.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I was, like, just so invested in this girl and, like, was so worried for her safety when she would go off with older people. Basically, the opening scene, we meet her and she's doing a little vlog for YouTube. Her, like, highest rated video has, like, 2 views. And she's sort of just talking about being yourself and trying to figure out what it means to be yourself. I don't know how long that scene was. It might have been 2 minutes, but I fell in love with her. Yeah. I was like, done. I'm into this movie. Mm-hmm. I am invested in this girl. Like, it was just a perfect way to open the movie.
She nailed it.
Well, apparently, I'm just reading right here. It says that filming began on this movie 1 week after the actress, Elsie Fisher, graduated eighth grade.
Oh, my God.
So she's basically the exact same age that she's playing, which is great.
Yeah.
I love everything about her. I love her eyebrows. I loved her hair. I loved her little acne.
Her acne was perfect.
Her little, like, crooked teeth. I love everything about this girl.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
So when we were in high school, YouTube was around, but the early days.
Yeah.
I know I put some stuff on YouTube, but they were, like, more class projects that we put on. Thank God what YouTube is now was not. I mean, I've said this before with social media, but if I was going to high school now, or whatever, she's in junior high, this would be me.
Yeah.
100%. I would be doing, there are so many projects I've started. In fact, I have a YouTube channel now that I haven't posted in forever, but where I would try to do these kind of things and I get 2 views and now I could give a shit. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
If that had been me in eighth grade, I would be a lot more upset about it.
Yeah, for sure. I actually remember being home from school sick. I might have even been faking it, to be honest, because I discovered YouTube in probably grade 11 or something, and I was like, wait, what? You can just, like, search Jennifer Aniston or, like, Ashton Kutcher, and then all these videos will come up of them being interviewed, or I was like, that is the craziest thing. So I stayed home from school one day, and I just, probably from 8 a.m. to, like, 6 p.m., I was just watching YouTube, like, old interviews. I mean, I do it still, but at the time it was just, I was like, there's so much I could watch and I didn't have to go out and rent it or anything. Anyways.
And you also, the best thing about YouTube, it's like, you don't even have to think about what you want to watch next. Like, they're all 5-minute videos or whatever. And then it's like, recommended. If you like that, watch this right away.
I know.
Watch it, and then 7 hours later, you've watched 5,000.
Well, remember the other day, I was like, I went into a deep YouTube hole last night and I ended up watching videos of the guy who designed Princess Diana's dress and, like, what his process was. I love
it. So before we get into this movie too much, do you relate to it? Because I know I said it was realistic.
Yeah.
But do you relate to it?
Yeah, of course. I honestly can't think of someone who at least a female who couldn't relate to this. Yeah. Even if you were the most popular girl in school, I still think you could relate to
in some way
the insecurities that you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Okay, I agree.
So at the beginning of the movie, there's an award ceremony for the grade 8 class or classes. Right. And the teacher does the whole most likely to thing, which is usually in yearbooks, but for some reason they're doing this as like an award ceremony
and like presenting. Yeah, it was weird.
So it was like most athletic, like Bobby so-and-so and Jenna blah blah.
Yeah. So there was most quiet.
Yes.
Which Kayla got, which she was really upset about,
which should just not be,
it should be a category.
It's
stupid.
Yeah.
And then they had best eyes.
Oh my God.
What the hell is that? That's a weird one.
Yeah, but we had all those categories.
We did not.
In our yearbook. Like, we didn't have most quiet, but we definitely had ones that were rude. Like, they were...
Really?
Like, well, some of them would be, like, best hair, whatever. That's fine.
Fine.
Yeah, but they'd be, like, most likely to be a model in the future.
Sure.
Whatever. Which is, my sister-in-law actually got that award. Or whatever.
Right.
I didn't get anything because I just wasn't anything.
Right.
But there was one that's like bound to live here forever and like not accomplish anything. Like there were some that were like most likely to like get pregnant out of...
Are you kidding
like
me?
There were ones that were pretty...
And they're in the yearbook?
They're in the yearbook. And you're not like offering your picture up. Like it's voted on. Right. And then...
Oh, that's horrible. We never had that. But I can see...
I think that's good. I don't know if I really, like, agree with it.
I did always want to have... Like, when I was younger, I expected that when we got to grade 12 or whatever, we would have it. And I would have liked to, but in retrospect, I'm glad we didn't. But this is the thing I have a problem with, is you're saying they have best hair in yours and stuff. That's fine. Best hair, I can understand. Best eyes, there's four colors of eyes that exist in the world.
Yeah.
And... There's not many.
I sound like a gremlin.
There's not many. Like, everyone's eyes aren't that different.
Okay, but there are nice eyes in
the
world.
Yeah, I know, but, like, I don't know. I just thought it was a really fucking weird thing. Anyway, I know what I would have gotten. 100% I know.
What would you have gotten?
Most talkative.
Chatty Maddie.
100%. Chatty Maddie was my nickname given to me by my teacher in grade 3. And ever since then, Chatty Maddie.
Yeah, so. I would have been nothing because I was too average at everything.
Okay, well then you can be most average.
Most average. Both of my brothers got most likely to become rock stars.
Are you joking? Your brothers are literally the coolest people in the world.
Well, I actually have something to say about that later on. But okay, so anyways, I just thought that was a kind of a mean thing to do. Is to have these awards in front of everybody and
it's weird.
Get awarded most quiet when this girl, like, she just wants to have friends and stuff. Yeah. I was just like, ugh.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I can see it. It's not as bad as, like, whatever you said, most likely to get pregnant and stuff.
I don't know if that was actually one, but I remember there being ones that were like, I would be hurt if I won this.
Well, so this one, most quiet, I can see that being not meant to be a bad thing, but unfortunately for them, Kayla's biggest problem with herself, or one of the biggest things she has a problem with, is that she's so quiet.
Yeah.
Or that people think she's so quiet. Anyway, so she only has her dad around. We don't ever hear about the mom, which I actually really liked because it wasn't necessary for the story.
Yeah, we don't need to know if her mom died, if she left. Like, it
maybe she's just not there right now. Like, who knows? We didn't know, and that's fine. I'm fine with that. Anyway, so she's raised by her dad.
Yeah.
Who clearly doesn't know what the fuck he's doing, which is great. Right. And she's, you know, she's 14 or 13, so she's very angsty toward him. But then at school, she's trying to be so bubbly.
Yeah.
Which I thought was so perfect. It was so perfect.
Yeah. Agreed. I thought that was so realistic.
So that I can identify with because I was always so like, whatever, mom, never dad, whatever.
Yeah.
And like, didn't want to do anything. And then I'd get to school and I'd be like, hi. Oh, I love hugs. Ooh, let's be best friends.
I know. It sucks that parents get like the brunt of your.
I know. This poor father in this movie. Mom and dad, this is my official apology.
Me too.
For my teenage years.
You know, I was never as mean as she is in this movie to her dad, but I would just be like, leave me alone. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel guilty about that.
Oh, God.
Okay, so I was a really popular kid. From grade 3 to grade 6, I was one of the popular girls. And all the popular girls were my friends. Boys seemed to have crushes on me, or they'd at least invite me to their birthday parties and stuff. Like, you know, you've heard me talk about.
Oh, I love that. And I'm not judging you. I think that's so accurate that was a way to know if someone liked you.
Yeah.
Was that you were being invited to their birthday party. Okay, go on.
Yeah. And at school dances, boys would ask me to dance, you know. So I was a little bit cocky, I think. I was still had anxieties and insecurities and all that stuff. But for the most part, I was like, socially, I was in a pretty good place. But that changed in grade 7. On my first day of school in grade 7, all of a sudden, nobody wanted to talk to me. And I was so confused. I was like, what did I do? Did I do something over the summer? Like, I'm confused. But in grade 7, all these new kids came from different schools. And suddenly, they were kind of the new hot thing. And so no one wanted anything to do with me. So suddenly in grade 7, I went from being quite popular to only having 3 friends. And I mean that legitimately. I only had 3 friends. And I still talk to all 3 of them to this day. But so for me, grade 7 and 8 were the hardest years. I was just so insecure about being unpopular. Mm-hmm. And I felt like such a loser. And if my 3 friends that I was talking to about, if they were like busy or like they were homesick or like they were doing something, and I had to go out for recess without them, I wouldn't have a clue where to stand or anything. I was just like, it was the most anxiety, like, it was the most scary thing ever to think about going out for recess without friends.
Yeah.
So just, I feel like I understand her anxiety about how insecure she was about not having friends.
Yeah, no. I would go off my own to be like angsty, and then I would be having friggin' anxiety attacks because I didn't know where to stand. Exactly like what you said, like, I didn't know how to act to be the right way to look, like I didn't care, but I cared enormously.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's so complex, the social spectrum of growing up.
Thank God I'm out of that situation.
I know. In certain ways. I'm so nostalgic for my younger days, but I'm so happy to be where I'm at. Like just mentally.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I've said 1,000 times I peaked in high school. I loved high school so much. And I did. And I stand by that. At the same time, did not have the confidence I have now. And it's not even I think I'm great or anything. It's that if I fuck up, I don't care.
Totally.
In high school or junior high, if I fucked up or said something weird or looked at someone strangely, the rest of my week was ruined.
It would keep you up at night.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Anyway. I know. Yeah. I know. It's pretty insane. Like, I remember in grade 7 when I started to realize, oh, no one really likes me anymore. And that's sort of a hard realization, but I was still kind of in denial about it. So I went to volleyball tryouts because apparently I was into sports, which is shocking. And I remember going into the gym and going to sit beside like my friends, quote unquote, and all of them turned their backs on me. And then the teacher, the coach or whatever was like, okay, now everyone get into partners. We're going to start doing some drills. And everyone had a partner but me. Mm. And I'd never, ever, ever experienced that before. And it was so humiliating. No one wanted to be my partner. I was just standing by myself. And the teacher had to, like, be my partner or something. And so I remember I obviously didn't go to any other practices after that. I just went home crying. And thank the Lord for good parents. Honestly, like, my mom, I remember my mom just, like, lied beside me and was like, it's okay. Like, these things happen. You'll get through it, blah blah blah. But imagine having to feel that way and not having someone to talk to about it.
I honestly when I read, so we've recently found a bunch of my old journals, which as a side note are these big huge journals, and the only the first 3 pages are filled out, and then I've obviously given up on that book and I'm doing a new one. But anyway, in those we found one from about grade, I want to say 8 and 9, where I'm really getting into my angsty phase.
Yeah.
And some of the things I'm writing, and I'm reading it now, and I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, I say some really dark things, some really horrible things about myself, about how I'm feeling. And I don't, honestly, when I look back, when I think about it, I'm like, I don't remember feeling that way.
Yeah.
But my point is clearly I did. And thank Christ for Eamon and Janie Zeku, because they were so attentive and so aware of everything.
Yeah.
And maybe it was just where I grew up. To this day, if I have anything on my mind, negative or positive, but especially negative, and I call home, good.
Yeah.
Good to go.
I know. Like Kayla in this movie, I feel so bad for her, but there's probably so many people that are in her situation or were in her situation, and they kind of had a shitty home life too. I just can't imagine.
Her dad, while we're on this topic, her dad is
perfect.
He's perfect. He is so fucking perfect. He's so awkward.
He's so cute.
He's so cute. He's like trying really hard, but at the same time trying to give her space.
Yeah.
And I just want to say a note that I said, that I wrote down. He later gives her this talk, and it was my dad. Like the talk, yeah, it was amazing. And to this day, my dad does that kind of stuff. Anyway, we'll get into that later. Aww. But let's talk about the pool party.
Yes, please. Okay. Holy shit.
Accurate?
Yes.
Literally, this could have been a film. It could have been filmed of my high school, this pool party.
Holy.
So basically, crap. The popular girl named Kennedy, her mom makes her invite Kayla.
Yes.
To her birthday party. It's a pool party. And this time they established that it's a pool party. Thank Christ. So she does not show up in a gown or anything.
Yeah.
But she shows up in a bathing suit like a normal human being.
A one piece.
She does not want
to
go.
First of all, how freaking brave would it be to go to a pool party of a popular person by yourself?
With no other friend, like to kind of be your support.
Yeah.
When I have kids, I'm going to have them watch this movie. Oh God, it was just so good. So she goes to this thing. Her dad drops her off. He's like, have fun. She goes to the bathroom immediately and is like hyperventilating, but she puts the bathing suit on and she walks outside. She goes straight into the pool. Like, she does things that if I was in her situation, I would have never fucking done it.
No.
I would have been like, hey, thanks, dad. I would have gone in the house and walked right back out and walked home. There's just no chance. If this was a scenario that I would have been a part of, wouldn't have done it. And she does it. She goes straight into the pool.
And how much did you hate pool? Okay, were you like me?
I hated
pool parties.
I fucking hated pool parties. In fact, I still don't love them. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't love them either.
I think it's a deep-rooted insecurity that it's just going to be with me forever.
Yeah, I used to dread them time. Yeah. I'm not even entirely sure why, but they just scared me so much.
Yeah, I agree. But it is honestly the most accurate. So they're all running around. The guy that she likes, whose name I can't remember and I also don't care about because he's shitty. They cast 1,000 eighth graders.
Yeah.
Like, these children are all in eighth grade.
Totally.
They are so perfect. Anyway.
The one boy who's flipping his eyelids back.
Oh, God. Flipping his eyelids back.
Yeah.
They're playing with water guns. One guy's, like, jump. Oh, my God. It was just so perfect. And so this kid comes up to Kayla, and he's kind of chatting to her. He's clearly from another planet. Like, he's so awkward, but amazing.
Yeah.
Awkward, but confident. He's talking to her. He's like, what's your name? I'm gay. Yeah. Da-da-da. And it's revealed that he is the popular girl's cousin. So that's why he's at this party. And that's why they don't know each other, because he's from another school.
Yeah.
Anyway, they kind of chat for 0.5 seconds. And then the mother of this popular girl, who I wanted to punch in the face 800 times, she's like, girls, girls, all the girls come for a big picture. All the girls. So I understand her wanting to do that. But I would have died if I... Even without the cliques in my school, there were still girls who were skinny and pretty versus me or whatever. And I did not want to be in a bathing suit in a picture with them.
Yeah.
Like, no. So, and who weren't my friends. I don't want them. I don't need to be in a picture with these people.
Yeah.
And she makes Kayla go to the front of the group and like do a thumbs up. Oh my God. It was so fucking accurate.
Well, she was at the back at the start, and then they're like, come to the front. And that situation so resonated with me because it's actually so funny. In grade 12, the popular girls had like a dinner at like Kelsey's or something like that.
Oh,
and
Christ.
I've sort of mentioned before that I was kind of on the cusp of popularity, but I wasn't quite popular.
Yeah.
So me and my two best friends, we were sort of popular, but like not really. So we would occasionally get invited to things, but we were like third ranking. You know what I mean? Like, C-list.
Sure.
So all the girls go out for dinner. They're all giving each other gifts. This one girl has made everyone a gift of a framed photo from prom, which we aren't in, but we got a framed photo of everyone else at prom.
And then, oh my God.
And so luckily at this point, like, we're in grade 12. We're like, who cares? Like, we're more secure in ourselves at this point. So we're like laughing. We're like, this is so funny. Like, we should not be here. And then at the end, one of the girls is like, okay, let's get a group photo. By the way, they're all wearing like short skirts and like amazing outfits. I'm literally wearing jeans and a t-shirt. I did not realize we were supposed to look good.
Mm-hmm.
So like, we look like dumps. Well, I did anyways. I can't remember if they did, but So they're like, hey, group picture. And the picture is hilarious. I'll show you after this. It is literally all these amazingly gorgeous girls, like, bending perfectly and, like, smiling perfectly. And then me and my two best friends are in the very back. You can hardly see us. You can, like, see my one eye. Anyways, I resonated with that.
That is so fucking funny. So one thing that I also... especially in eighth grade and younger. This wasn't really something we did so much in high school, but the present opening.
Oh, I almost cried.
This brought me back. So basically in the movie, they're all gathered around this girl and they're all handing her each a gift, or their gift, whatever. Yeah. Or the mom's handing it and being like, this is from Sarah.
Whoa, we both girl. Said
Sarah. That's our go-to name, I guess.
That's crazy.
That was really crazy. Anyway, so she's like, this is from Sarah. And then she opens and she's like, oh my God, this is a gift. And then the mom goes, okay, this is from Kayla. And first of all, I stand by this. When I throw my friends bridal showers or baby showers or birthday parties and there are gifts, that's great. We are not opening them in front of people.
Yeah.
No. It makes other people feel bad. I don't want to see the person's reaction. I don't want to know if they hated it. If they hated it, that's great. Go donate it. I don't care. I don't want to know. So anyway, and I felt this exact same way when I was younger. And when I found out that parties were going to have a gift opening part, like to be a part of it, the actual party, I wanted to die. I was like, I'm out. So anyway, in the movie, she goes, this is Kayla's. She gives it to her. And Kayla's so excited. And she clearly, I mean, how much effort can you put in grade 8 to a gift for someone you barely know? But anyway, she clearly put effort in. And the girl opens and she obviously hates it. And she's like, what is this? She's like, it's a card game.
Oh, she's like, it's kind of like Go Fish, but it's more fun.
Yeah. And she like tosses it aside. And I just hated. I also hated the opposite. I hated being the girl receiving gifts at these parties. Because first of all, it's not very difficult to find something I'm not going to want. Like, it's a thing that I'm receiving. That's great.
Yeah.
But the pressure of having to react in the way that person is expecting is way too much for me. So every person in this scenario, I did not want to be.
I just felt so heartbroken when they just tossed her gift aside and you see her face and she's so hurt. She's trying to smile still because she wants people to like, she doesn't want anyone to notice that she feels sad. So she's sort of forcing this little smile.
Yeah. And every time another gift is open, she's going, oh, that's so cool. Yeah. And she's doing these very small, and she does this throughout the movie. And I think she fucking nailed it, where she just does these comments throughout where she thinks she's being louder than she is.
Yeah.
And she's going like, oh, good job. And like, oh, that's so great. And like, it's so good. Everyone has to watch this movie. It's just so good. This girl deserves I'm going to cast her in every single thing I ever do in my life.
She was amazing.
She was so good. I'm just going to carry this girl's headshot around with me and be like, you should cast her in your movie forever.
She was so amazing.
She's so good.
And then, goodness. Okay, so then she feels very hurt by this present scenario. So then she's standing in a room inside the house by herself while you can still hear the party outside. She's calling her dad, pretending like the party's over. She's like, please come pick me up. He's like, I can't come for an hour. And she's like, please. Like, she so desperately wants to leave. And that was just so realistic, too. I mean, I can't think of an example off the top of my head, but I am positive. There have been so many times where I've called my mom or my dad and just been like, I need you to come get me.
Hello, I did that in like episode 1 when I was at a high school party and there was weed. And I was like, Dad, come get me, please. So, yeah, I get it. I identified with that.
I didn't want my parents to worry.
Right, no,
So I would be like, I'm like having fun. I'm just like ready to go.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, I'm like, it's excruciating to be here for one more second.
Get it.
Oh.
And to go off that, so the party is done. And I actually didn't write a note down about this, but the only reason I'm bringing it up is because it does come back later. So she goes to school the next day or whatever the hell next week. And she goes up to this girl, the popular girl. And she's like, hey, Kennedy. And she does her video blog voice. She's like, hey, Kennedy, thank you so much for inviting me to your party. It was so much fun. I've had a great time. And obviously Kennedy is on her phone and completely ignoring her anyway. And Kayla goes, oh, I have a note for you. Like, I wrote you a letter saying thank you. And I didn't find it as believable that an eighth grader in 2018 would write someone a letter. they would have written them a text or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, in our eighth grade, yes.
Yeah.
It was so, and she folded it up.
Yeah.
And it was, it
like
was
our box.
Oh my God. Like, so we have all of our movies folded up in little squares in a box. So it was just that. It was perfect. It was exactly that. And oh, it was just, it was so.
Oh, so pathetic, but so endearing.
It was so endearing and so sweet.
I really liked, so she does another vlog. And she's kind of rambling on about stuff. But if you're actually really listening to what she's saying, the things that she's saying are so great.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things she says is she wants to be more confident. And the way to be confident is to be brave. And so she says,
yeah.
You can't be brave unless you're scared.
I thought that, I want to tattoo that on my face.
I know.
It was so, what a good line.
What a wonderful line. Yeah. And when she said it, especially the way she says it, I was just like, I just want this girl to be my friend.
Yeah. I loved it.
I loved it. And she has all these inspirational quotes all over her bathroom to help her, like, get ready in the morning that just says, you're awesome, yep, and stuff.
So now, this note I don't want to go off for a long time about.
Yeah.
But I have to mention it because I just thought it was so crazy. They do a school drill.
Oh, yes.
I know you know what I'm talking about.
The lockdown.
Because we reacted so strongly to this. I had lockdowns in our school and we had fire drills. Of course. We're like, it was 2007 or whatever. So like, that's a thing.
Yeah.
In their lockdown, they have a man who's their principal wearing army gear, whatever.
Like a SWAT.
With a fucking gun. And I mean, obviously it's not a real gun. And he's like, bang, 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 bang. And he's like pretending. And one girl standing beside Kayla has a fake bullet hole in her goddamn forehead,
yeah,
with blood running down it. And I was like, ooh, I don't like this.
I know. I think it was supposed to be funny.
I don't think it's
really how it goes down.
Oh, no. I don't imagine that's how it goes down
at
all.
It might, though.
Not that extreme. I think that there is a way. They kind of do it again later where they're in the classroom in the middle of like learning and they're like, hey, lockdown, and they turn the lights off and everyone has to go under their desk and hide by the walls and stuff, yeah, like that, which I get, that's fine.
But then they're all under their desks during the lockdown, and so Kayla, yes, takes this opportunity to go crawl over to the guy she has a crush on. I can't remember his name. Oh, it's Aiden. And she crawls over to him and she's just like, hey, how's it going? And he's like on his phone under his desk and he's just like, what?
Like he's not paying any attention.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden she reveals that she has nudes on her phone, which she doesn't. She's,
yeah,
just saying that to get his attention. Then he immediately looks up and he's like, what? And he's like, really? And then the teacher turns on the lights and then he looks at her and he just goes, do you give blowjobs? And she's like, yeah, I'm really good at it. And then she scampers over to her desk.
And I'm really happy, just as from a filmmaking point of view, that that part happened and then it wasn't addressed again.
Well, like, she goes and like Googles,
no,
how,
right,
to
she
do
Googles,
it.
But I'm saying, so she does that. She says, oh yeah, I have nudes on my phone, blah, blah, blah. And then walks away or whatever. And immediately my first reaction was, oh no, this guy's going to somehow convince her to give them to her or to take some or whatever. And I thought, this is going to be fucking horrible. But that part doesn't happen. It's just, she says this stupid thing. When that scene happened, especially because this was during a fake school shooting,
yeah,
and there's this nude thing, this is when I went, oh no, this movie's gonna end real bad. But anyway, so
there's a part where she's writing in her journal of the things that she wants.
Oh right, yeah.
And man, it just punched me right in the heart. It, yeah, was the things that I want: more friends, or like any friends basically. And then it said confidence, and then the last one said a best friend.
Yeah.
And it just hurt my heart.
Yeah, it was tough. But this is where the movie gets better.
Okay.
I mean, not better, but like happier.
Right. Then she does this thing where she goes to high school for a day to
Everyone
sort of.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
All the grade eights have this program or whatever where they get assigned to a high school student at the high school they're going to be going to. And they have to shadow them for the day.
Yeah. Did you do that?
No, but I thought, I've never heard of that.
We
I
did
think
that.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Did you really?
So we didn't have someone who shadowed us, but we had a day where we went to high school to experience it.
Oh, we did not have that.
And I remember going. I was obviously very scared, sitting in on all the different classes and stuff. And one of my brother's best friends is basically the king of our high school because he was an amazing football player and he currently plays for the CFL. So Anyways, yeah, he's like an amazing person. And so I remember he said hi to me. He's like, hey, Carly. Or no, he actually calls me like Smailsy or something. He was like, hey, Smailsy. And I remember after he said hi to me, I was like, high school's going to be fine.
Oh.
I was like, thank God for my brothers and their friends. Because I was like, I'm going to be fine.
Were you at high school at the same time as your brothers?
My oldest brother graduated right the year before, but some of his friends stayed back a year to play football.
Yeah.
And then my other brother, I was in high school with him for 2 years.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And all my friends liked him and used me to come over and like look at him.
That's fine. Got you friends.
It actually did. It actually did. So whatever.
That's amazing. So Kayla goes, they all go to this high school thing, and she goes, the night before she goes, Lord, or whatever, she's praying or whatever, talking to the high school gods. She's like, please, I need tomorrow to be good. Please, 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 please. So,
which, can I just say quickly, that's exactly how I prayed when I was little. I was so anxious about field trips and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'd always just be like, God, I just need a miracle. I need tomorrow to be fine. Mm-hmm. Please let people like talk to me. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, I just need tomorrow to be fine. As if like nothing else mattered.
Well, that's something she says. She literally says, please let tomorrow be good. And then you can give me a billion bad days. Yeah. I just need tomorrow to be good.
I would totally do that.
I mean, I can see that if I prayed.
But, has there any been a time in your life when like, do you recall any moment where you're like, I don't know if I believe in God, but I'm praying right now.
1,000 times. Are you kidding me? I was totally kidding. Okay. Yeah. Like, literally all the time. I still do it where I'll just go, not necessarily to God, but I'm just like to whatever higher being, or even if it's just to myself, or even just putting it out into the universe. Yeah. I need this to happen, or like I need this to go well or whatever. For sure. 100%. Yeah. And I'm sure when I was younger, like now I just go, like I said, I just kind of put it out into the universe. But when I was younger, I would say, I would for sure have the thought process, okay, God, I don't believe in you, but please do this, and then maybe I'll believe
or whatever. Of course. I think everyone's done that.
And then maybe I'll switch.
Yeah, I like making like a deal.
Yeah. So they go to this high school, and she gets assigned to this girl named Olivia, who is so... I was so nervous for this part. And,
I know.
And I kept writing notes the whole time. I was like, this girl's too amazing. There's something's going to happen. So this girl is, first of all, gorgeous. She's kind of awkward and like, she kind of stutters and stuff, but
she's quite confident though.
She's confident. And and her whole point to Kayla is, don't worry about it. Eighth grade fucking sucks, but once you get to high school, you'll find your people, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And she is so nice. She like hugs her. She introduces her to all her friends. They are chatting through high school, through all the classes. They exchange numbers. And I'm thinking, oh no, oh no, oh no. And I'm, of course, cynic me who's seen movies before is like, this girl's going to like post the nudes or something. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I was like, she's going to do something that's going to ruin this girl. I was just so scared. And I even wrote down, I said, I hope this girl is legitimate. Like, I was so scared that she was going to do something horrible.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I was like, she seems like a super nice girl. Yeah. But I was like, this is too good to be true.
And bitchy, you know, girls did that. And in all the movies we've been watching so far, when there's the popular girl, that's the whole point. They, like, act amazing and they seem so nice and then they betray them. So I was terrified. So, I was so scared for
her. So it ends up the day goes great.
Yep.
And Kayla is very happy. She even gets Olivia's number.
Yeah.
She decides to call her. She's so nervous about calling her.
She's like practicing, which as a side note, I can relate to that to this day.
Of course.
Calling anybody.
Yeah. So she calls Olivia and they have a nice chat and Olivia says, hey, do you want to go to the mall with us? Kayla can hardly even muster up a response because she's so excited that
she, like,
someone
throws her phone on the ground because she's so excited.
It like gives off the idea that Kayla has never really been invited anywhere before, which is heartbreaking.
I want to cry right now.
I know. Yeah. So she's so excited, it melts my freaking heart, and she asks her dad, and so her dad drops her off at the mall,
and they're like chatting in the food court. And it's, first of all, I know I said earlier we didn't really hang out in the mall, and we didn't so much, but when we did, it was sitting at the food court.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so accurate. I fucking loved it. It was so good. So it seems to be going okay. There's not really much that happens.
She's a little awkward. She's not really, she can't add anything to the conversation because they're all talking about people she doesn't know.
Oh, and we also discover, I think this is the part where we discover that they are in grade 12.
Right.
We think. So they're seniors and she's about to go in. So unfortunately, I think by the time she gets to high school, they'll be gone.
Right.
And they all go, oh my God, there is this man staring at us.
Yeah.
And she turns around and it's her dad from far away.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, he screwed up. Why'd he do that? And she's so angry. She storms off. She goes, 1 second, storms off, tells him to basically bugger off, basically. And,
yeah.
And I have a story.
Okay.
So I was not angry with my dad doing this. But so we used to go to Quebec every year, every March break, with my cousins and another family friend. And we would go skiing every March break, blah, 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 in Quebec. And when we got to that age, 14, 15, my cousin, it took me a while to at least act like I was interested in boys. Whether I was or I wasn't, I didn't admit it. I didn't try to flirt or whatever. I didn't act interested, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So we went to Quebec, and this one time, we were about 14, 15, so we'd been there a couple of years, and there were other teenagers.
Okay.
That were in the lobby, because right. We used to always hang out in the lobby. My whole family. There was like this big couch area in the lobby,
yeah.
And everyone would sit down there. Everyone would have a different book. We'd all be sitting by the fire.
Yeah.
They'd have a couple beers, whatever.
Sounds great.
It was actually so fun. So these other teenagers showed up. I don't remember how we met them, but we met them, whether yeah. or not my cousin went up. Also, my cousin was very, very girly and much more, especially in high school, outgoing than me. She's wearing skirts and like flirty tops, and I'm wearing like huge army pants with a giant baggy band shirt.
Yeah.
Anyway, so these teenage boys, somehow we go and become friends with them, whatever. And my parents are like, go on, Maddie, like go with her. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I go with her. We're talking to these people, whatever. And at one point someone goes, who is that? Who's that man? And we look up, and my father is on the opposite side of the lobby. So there was like a second floor that you could like see over. He's on that second floor.
Yeah.
On the other side, taking pictures of us.
Just for like memory?
Yeah. I still have those pictures. And now I'm like, love that he took them.
Yeah.
At the time, I was mortified.
Yeah.
And even Ginny was like, ugh. Like, she's like, that's my uncle.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's my father. Oh my God. But now, that being said, and he is still this exact way, if we have something, he's always got his phone out or a camera out
yeah.
taking pictures because he likes candid shots.
Yeah.
And I'm so appreciative of that now because we have all these really great pictures. But at the time, I obviously was horrified. Anyway, he did, however, I guess once we like called him out, and I think I kind of have a memory, I'm not sure, of me going up to him being like, Dad, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Anyway, he made us take a big group picture, which at the time I was like, this motherfucker, and I was like posing just like this girl was in that picture.
Yeah.
But now I have a really cool picture.
Yeah.
So thanks, Dad. But at the time I was like, is he fucking hot? What is he doing? But because all these people, like, I can't emphasize, I'm gonna find this picture, I have no idea where it is, I'm gonna find it. All these people were like cool dude, like they were all snowboarding
yeah.
dudes, right? So they all
sure.
had like flared fucking shaggy hair,
the flip
etnie shirts, are all tall.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah. It was just one of those things. And then there's me in the corner, and I'm standing with this girl who had like a broken arm or something. I'm gonna find it. It's so funny. So I related to the scene incredibly.
Yeah.
Incredibly. So anyway, that happens.
You just reminded me of a memory with my dad that I'll make it quick, but like, I just feel like this movie made me really appreciate my parents. I don't know why. It's just like, you just need supportive, loving parents when you're going through these awkward phases, right? And so
when I have kids, if I'm half as amazing as my parents were, I'll be happy.
Oh, preach.
Like,
no.
Seriously, go on.
So our mall was pretty lame growing up, but one day we got the store West 49, which is
Didn't even have that.
It's just a pretty cool skateboard store. And so that was like the cool place to go. All the guys were getting clothes there. All the girls were getting clothes there. And I must have been maybe in grade 4 or 5. And my dad's taking me to the mall. We're going to go to Northern Getaway to get myself a shirt or a sweater or something. So we're walking through the mall. My parents have never, ever, like, when they see a fad or something that's really expensive, they're like, yeah, good luck with that. We're not spending $100 on a pair of jeans for you,
right?
Because it's cool. So that was always...
My parents are the exact same way.
Yeah, I was never like the one that had everything that was cool. So we're walking past the mall, and I look at West 49, and I see, like, I think I see someone inside who, like, goes to my school, and we have to walk past it to get to Northern Getaway. And I'm like, I was such a brat. I start crying. And my dad's just like, what? Like, what's happening? What's wrong? And I could just go, Northern Getaway is so lame. No one wears Northern Getaway. Everyone wears West 49. Like a freaking spoiled brat. And then my dad, he just, such a good man. My dad's just like, you know what? We're going to West 49. You can pick anything in the store and I'll buy it. And then that's that. And don't come crying to me again, but let's go find something at West 49.
Oh my God, that makes me.
So I went inside. I got a red Hurley shirt. I still have it because when I look at it, I just am reminded about how sweet my dad is.
Awesome.
I wore that shirt every day.
Oh my God. You have to, you've got a picture in that shirt.
Of course.
Oh, I can, I think I can imagine the shirt.
Of course. It has sparkly blue letters that say Hurley across the shirt.
Oh my God. It's so classic.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So.
Thanks, parents.
Oh, we love ya.
God damn it. We can't even complain about anything ever again in our lives.
I know.
Okay.
So let's get to the worst part of this movie.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I know what part you're at. Okay. So she goes, Dad, I'll get a ride home. So they're in the car. Is this the part you're referencing?
Yes.
Okay. So one of the guys that they're in the food court with, I think his name's Riley or something, which of course it fucking is. But yeah. Anyway, the girl, Olivia, her friend, is in the front seat and Kayla's in the back. And anyway, they happen to drive by Olivia's place first. So she gets dropped off. Great. Kayla, being awkward number one, stays in the back. The guy goes... He goes, hey, like, that's kind of weird for us to chat and you're in the back and I'm in the front. And Kayla, like a good, normal person, says, oh, should I get in the front?
Yeah.
And he goes, no, no. He pulls over the car, goes all the way around, gets out, goes all the way around and sits in the back seat with her. And I, at this point, my head was in my hands. I was like, I can't watch this movie anymore. I said, Carly, we gotta turn it off. I can't do this.
Yeah. We immediately, as soon as he got in the back seat, me and Maddie were just like, no. No, we can't handle this.
Yeah, we were not into it. I was... Ugh. So, he goes... Ugh. I'm going to have to break this up with some questions because I literally can't talk about the scene for that long because it made me want to die. Anyway, so he's sitting there and he's like being awkward.
Yeah.
Awkward.
He asks, for anyone who was like me, the most dreaded question of all is, how far have you gone?
Yes.
He immediately asks, how far have you
gone? Wait, first, no. He says, let's play truth or dare.
Oh, right.
And his truth question is, how far have you gone?
Yeah.
So that question, and this was up until like quite recently, I mean, it's not a question that people ask anymore, but whenever it was a situation that people asked, I was like, I would do exactly what she did, where I would be like, oh, I don't know what the base is. I don't know what they all are. I get them mixed up.
Yeah.
Which, as a side note, is accurate because every single person I've ever met has a different understanding of what they are. But anyway.
I truly don't know what the bases are.
No fucking idea. But so he goes, what base have you gotten to? Yeah, he doesn't even say, how far have you gone? He says, what base have you gone to?
Well, I think he says both, but anyway.
Whatever. And she's like, third. I don't know. Second. I don't know what they are. Which, I mean, I would have done the precisely exact same thing.
Yeah.
And then she has to say to him truth or dare. And he says dare, of course, because clearly he's trying to like, and she's like, I don't know. He picks me. He goes, I don't know. Should I take my shirt off? And I'm screaming.
Oh.
I'm screaming at the top of my lungs.
We're screaming.
And then it's her turn. And he goes truth or dare. And she says truth. And he goes, that's boring. And as a quick side note.
Yeah.
When you played truth or dare, what was it like for you?
It was, I would usually pick dare.
Are you joking?
Because I didn't want someone to ask something like, how far have you gone? Because I was embarrassed.
Right. Fair enough.
Yeah, so okay. I would have rather done something awkward dare-wise than answer questions.
I, to this day, have never in my life picked dare. Ever. You could not pay me enough. If someone said, which they always did at a sleepover, when you say truth or dare and you pick truth, they go, that's boring, pick dare. I'm like, no, fuck that. No.
Yeah.
I will not pick dare. I would rather tell you my deepest, darkest secret than pick dare.
Really?
Because in my mind, dare was get naked and run around the yard or go like make this sexy noise. Like, No. I pick truth every single time because guess what? I can fucking lie.
Yeah, I guess that I would just put on this like really goofy side of myself So if someone was like, go run around in the yard, I'd be like, all right. And I would just be like, blah, blah, blah. And everyone would be like, oh, Carly's so funny.
Yeah.
Whereas truth, I'd be like, beads of sweat are just like dripping down.
No way. So she says truth. And he goes, that's boring. And she goes, okay, fine, dare. And he goes, I dare you take your shirt off. And I think Carly and I almost turned it off. I mean, I certainly did. I was like, I can't watch this anymore. Anyway, I want to give this girl, like the character, this girl, 100 hugs. Because she fucking said no.
And then she keeps apologizing. Like, I'm so sorry. Right. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And he's just like, whatever. Stop saying sorry.
Yeah. He's like, I was just trying to help you. I was trying to give you experience before you go to high school. And this part broke my heart even more. So now he's driving her home. She's still in the back seat. And she goes, just don't tell Olivia, please.
Yeah.
Which is the girl. I wanted to cry myself to sleep. But anyway, thank God she said no. I was like, I'm so proud of you. Like, I thought she was my daughter. I was so proud of her. So she gets home. She is hysterical. And her dad runs upstairs. He's trying to console her. And this is where she's like, I want to burn this memory box that she has. So she asks him if he can go outside with her to burn this box.
Yeah.
And they're sitting at this campfire and she's burning it. And you can just see in his face, like, and he says, he's like just so heartbroken and he doesn't know what to do. And she's like, do I make you sad? And he's like, no, what are you talking about? And she says, if I had me as a daughter, I would be sad. Which, again, made me want to cry myself to sleep.
Yeah.
And then all I've written is, I wrote, my note is this father, and I underlined it. Because he does this most amazing speech.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what he said. It was just so amazing. And this is the thing I was talking about before, where it was like, my dad. If I, at any point in my life, my mom is amazing at this too, but especially my dad. If I'm like sad for 0.5 seconds about, oh, I took this picture and it's stupid, he has a speech ready.
Yeah.
And it is empowering and like amazing.
Oh my gosh. I know. I wanted to cry.
I want to cry now.
It makes me want to cry thinking about your dad talking to you. It makes me want to cry thinking about my mom and dad talking to me. Yeah.
This guy did such a good job.
Oh, I remember saying to my mom one time, because I mean, I'll get into this more maybe in a different episode, but like, I really, 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 really struggled with anxiety. It was like paralyzing for me. So I struggled a lot, especially from like grade 4 to 8 or 4 to 9. But anyways, I just remember thinking, like, I remember relating to this and being like, I wonder if my parents are just so, like, not annoyed, but I wonder if they're just disappointed in like how I'm turning out, kind of thing. And I remember saying to my mom, like, do you wish that I was more like so-and-so and like was good at like volleyball and like
do you wish I was good at volleyball?
Like, I actually remember being like, would you like me more if I was like an athlete or something? My mom was just like, are you nuts? Like, no. And I was just thought I was just such a burden.
Like I've mentioned 800 times, my cousin Ginny was in the same grade as me. And her and I, again, opposites. And although we didn't have popular and not popular and that kind of stuff, she had a group of friends that were all skinny, gorgeous, friendly, outgoing, fashionable, short skirt girls.
Yeah.
Who all did really well in school. And I was wearing baggy pants, baggy shirts. I did fine at school. I was involved. I had friends, but like it wasn't the same. And I remember asking my mom, like, do you wish that you had gotten specifically her? Like, I was like, you must prefer Ginny. Like, you must.
Oh.
But like, obviously she was like, fuck that bitch. But like, that was more of a high school thing because I had a lot of insecurities not because of my cousin, but I still have a ton of insecurities, but that was not very helpful that I had this gorgeous cousin who was my age in my grade at my school.
Right.
And like, she's tall. She's tall and skinny. To this day, she's like a fucking foot taller than me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell? I'm older by 4 months. Anyway, so I totally get what you're saying.
That was such a wonderful scene.
It was so good.
And she goes and sits. Well, this is the first time we see her be affectionate towards her dad. She goes and sits on his lap, not in a creepy way.
Yeah, it sounds creepy when you say it, but it was not.
It was not. She just hugs him, and they just sit by this little campfire, and they just are hugging. And then after that moment, her confidence has increased.
Yes.
And after she essentially gets sexually harassed by this guy in the back of the car, she decides to vlog about how she's going to stop making videos because no one's even watching anyway, mm-hmm. which is really sad. And then this dad gives her this big speech about how he thinks she's just the coolest. Mm-hmm. And then she decides she's going to start vlogging again. And, like, she says something in there about, I'm just nervous all the time.
Yeah.
She was saying, she feels like she has butterflies in her stomach all the time and it never goes away. And, like, it's like being on a roller coaster, except when you get off the ride,
it's not gone.
It's not gone.
Ugh.
I was like, man.
Yeah.
Way to, like, sum up being a teenager
and an adult and like, a human being.
A human.
So she, with this newfound, not even confidence, it was more like self-respect.
Yeah.
In some ways. And she goes up to the girl. And the only reason I brought this up earlier was to bring it to this point where she goes up to the popular girl and she's like, you did not. I wrote you this heartfelt letter saying thank you and you didn't even say anything to me. And then she like storms off. And I was like, yeah. You fucking get it, girl.
Yeah.
Get it done.
And then she says, so happy. Being mean isn't nice.
Yeah.
Which is so funny.
Yeah. So they're graduating grade 8, I guess, now. Yeah. At that point, it was when she says it, because she's in her little robe, like her robe and gown or whatever it's called.
Yeah, so then she goes and she ends up having this awkward little friend date with the cousin that she meets at the pool party, and he's so cute.
Wanted to push myself off of a bridge at this point. It's so good. I'll literally, and I will show Carly this, and I will take a picture of this for us to post when this episode comes out.
Yeah.
All of my notes, I have like 10 notes and they're just Gabe, his name is Gabe.
Yeah.
Gabe, I'm crying. Gabe is perfect. These two need to get married. I'm obsessed. New favorite movie. Gabe and Kayla. Heart. Gabe is adorable. I was they could not be more awkward. They're sitting at this table. It's like, so he's like set up this table, like he's on one end, she's on the other.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful meal with like water.
She has chicken fingers and fries.
Oh my God.
And a million different dipping sauces
it's
to choose
so
from.
So funny. So he's got this certificate like laying near her spot on the on the table. And he's like, oh, oops, I shouldn't have put this here. Oh, do you want to see it? Oh, no, it's stupid. Don't worry. And it's like his archery.
Yeah, it's, oh my God. I wrote it down. It was, I guess he went to archery camp and he got an award for sharpshooter of the week.
And like his hands, everything that his arms do, this kid was perfect.
Yeah,
he nailed the mannerisms.
Yeah,
it was so,
because he's actually in grade 8.
I know, it was just so good. And then they show like little clips of her later in the car with her dad, and she's like smiling.
Yeah, and she finally doesn't have her headphones in.
She doesn't have her headphones and she's engaging. Ah, it made me so happy.
Yeah, it was just a
It was
great.
So
movie.
I want to. Should we go up and watch it right
now? Yeah, let's watch it again.
I have some friends who have been listening to this podcast, and they say, "Oh yeah, you know, we don't listen to the ones of the movies we haven't seen."
Right.
I really encourage you to watch this movie.
Really, 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 really.
Not
encourage
even
you.
For this episode. I don't care. Don't listen to this episode. It doesn't matter to me. Well, if you're hearing this,
you're
good.
Rate us, review us.
No, of course I want you to, but I just mean I want you to watch it for like how people should raise their children, mm-hmm. and how to be a teenager and everything. It was just so cute. It was so cute. It made me happy.
Yeah, it made me happy, but also like,
and
I just want to be more mindful of the people around me because they could just be having such a rough go.
Yeah, because, you know, she's just quiet and everyone thinks, okay, she's fine, but she's just quiet, whatever. And she's like literally miserable, but it's
and literally like inviting someone to the mall can make someone's day.
Yeah.
Or week or year. Okay. So that is basically the end of it. Who did you relate to?
I think I related. I want to say I related to Olivia, the girl, the 12th grader.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's
I
like
could see
her,
that.
Shadow or whatever, the person she shadows when she goes to high school. Because this girl, like, I mean, she was pretty good at making her feel comfortable. And sometimes, not in high school. I wouldn't have been able to do that in high school so much. But I think I can do that now. And she was really friendly. And I think I'm kind of friendly.
Yeah.
Anyway, who did you relate to?
Kayla. For all the various reasons that I just spent the last hour talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, of course, everyone relates to her at some point.
I wasn't as quiet as her or anything, but at the core of her, I related.
Mm-hmm. What would you rate this movie?
Well, first of all, I want to ask you, we might start a new segment if we remember. I want to do fashion faves.
Right.
Is there any piece of an article of clothing or a piece of jewelry that really resonated with you or inspired you?
Yeah. So when she goes to the mall, so she gets invited to the mall And she looks at her closet and she's like wearing these like cute pink overalls.
They were so cute.
They were so cute. And she was like, fuck. Like she literally swears and she doesn't know what to wear.
Yeah.
First of all, as a side note, I love those overalls. So you should have worn those. But anyway, what she does end up wearing, I loved. And it literally almost to a T was what I wore for our thumbnail.
Oh, yeah.
It was just jeans.
Yeah.
A t-shirt, though my t-shirt was Backstreet Boys, a plaid shirt tied around her waist, and a black choker.
Yeah.
And so it's not there necessarily that I was like, what a great thing. I was like, that's my outfit.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And it just made me happy because I was like, okay, cool. So it's cool to wear that in 2018. Great.
Yeah.
Because awesome. That's what I wear all the time.
Good to know. But yeah. You're like 15 years older than her. But...
Yeah. I mean, I would have worn it then. I would have worn it now. I'd wear it in 30 years. I'll continue to wear it forever.
I'm going to go with the pink overalls. I thought
they were so cute. And they were shorts. We should say they're shorts.
Oh, yeah. They were shorts.
They were so cute.
I thought they were really cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So I rate this movie an 8.5.
I'm going to give this one a 9.
Good. I think it.
I'm very hesitant. If I didn't give a shit about my life, I would give this one a 10. But I'm hesitant because it was very, very, very good. But I want to save this for like, I don't know. I'm just saving it. I'm saving 9.5 and I'm saving 10. So this one's as good as it's going to get.
Yeah, probably. I'm not sure if I'll ever give a 10.
I don't know
either. We'll see.
I don't even know if I'll get to 9.5. But this one was so far my favorite one.
Good job, Bo Burnham and Elsie Fisher. It was fantastic.
It was so good.
And to finish off our episode, I'm going to do 6 Degrees of Leo. All right, everybody. It starts with Bo Burnham, who directed this movie. Then we go into The Big Sick, which Bo Burnham was in for a very short cameo. And then Zoe Kazan was in The Big Sick, who was also in a movie with Paul Dano called Ruby Sparks.
Love that movie as a side note.
Paul Dano was in a movie called There Will Be Blood with Daniel Day-Lewis. And Daniel Day-Lewis was in a movie with Leo called Gangs of New York.
So what's that?
That's 5 connections. Please, if you can make a shorter connection from the movie 8th Grade to Leonardo DiCaprio, please tweet us at Podcast Teenage. If you can get a shorter amount of connections, there might be a prize in store for you.
Oh, I'm going to think of it. There's got to be a shorter connection.
There probably is, but I'm trying to do it without researching. I'm just trying to do it from my brain.
Fair enough. Thanks for listening to this episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Teenage Dirtbags Podcast with a Z. And that's it.
All right. Gucci.